From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Department of Agriculture is alerting commercial and backyard citrus growers that citrus canker has been found in the state. The USDA APHIS and Plant Protection and Quarantine Laboratory confirmed a suspected sample of the citrus disease from a commercial citrus grove in Decatur County. GDA Commissioner Gary Black tells MorningAgClips.com citrus canker is not harmful to humans, pets, or other animals, but is another disease growers need to be on the lookout for. The USDA and the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy signed a memorandum of understanding to continue working toward the dairy industry's 2050 environmental stewardship goals. The MOU also addresses growing consumer demand for food produced in a way that's good for the planet. The Innovation Center's environmental stewardship goals include achieving greenhouse gas neutrality, optimizing water use while maximizing recycling, and improving water quality. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association filed comments on the Securities and Exchange Commission's controversial greenhouse gas disclosure rule. The rule would require publicly traded companies to disclose their direct energy, electricity consumption, and supply chain emissions, creating a burden on cattle producers who supply beef to publicly traded processors, restaurants, and retailers. NCBA President Don Schiffelbein says with cattle producers already facing record inflation, rising input costs, and labor shortages, another bureaucratic rule is a burden we can't afford. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.